Proclamation number 6091 of 27th of October, 1954. No postponement of the end. Signs and wonders. Do not expect a postponement of the judgment, for the time has come which I have set as the end of this redemption period, and therefore the predictions I sent to you humans through seers and prophets must now come true at any time. The time has come when I will hold court to separate the good from the evil, the righteous from the unrighteous. And you can all very well recognize by the signs of the times which hour the world clock has struck. You all only need to pay attention to the events of time which I announce to you as sure signs. For the day and hour of the end is never announced, yet all circumstances are mentioned which accompany the approaching end. But only the seeing will take notice of such, for the blind in spirit pass by unimpressed by everything that should remind them of the end. But the signs will increase and soon become so obvious that many people will wonder about their meaning. For nature will change as will its laws. And no purely earthly explanation will be found for it. But I will make sure that these signs are mentioned. I will also draw the thoughts of those to it who do not want to accept spiritual connections with all earthly phenomena. And they shall, if they are willing, be able to observe extraordinary interactions which give them food for thought. But every person who seriously starts to think about such phenomena will be blessed, for he will be introduced to an area which he had previously tried to deny. For the time being he will play with the possibility of a spiritual connection and become more and more familiar with the thought that the world is facing a turning point, even if it is not completely comprehensible to him. But he can still come to an understanding, and his path can henceforth lead upwards. I still approach every individual, and I help every individual to full understanding who only desires this. For this is why I still let signs and miracles happen so that the human being will think about it and I can then mentally instruct him according to his desire for truth. And light shall become to him who desires light. Amen.